Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm going to welcome you out today for another great episode. Check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. And also, just a quick shout out from our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great returns while making a great impact in people's lives by helping them stay in their homes, and not to mention invest as little as $100 total to be able to create monthly cash flow, then check these guys out. American Homeowners Preservation, their website is www.funding.ahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G. A-H-P is in American Homeowners Preservation.com. Hey, today I want to reference actually a previous podcast I had done back in December of 2015. There was a podcast I did called How I Got Out of My Financial Rut. And, you know, you'll notice that that period of time, if you go back or to around that period of time, and even afterwards, even into the beginning of 2016, there are some very inspirational podcasts. And I invite you to listen to those. And in fact, I would even invite you to invite others to listen to those. Anybody you think might be struggling financially right now or in their business or whatever it might be. And this struggle may not be like you're broke, but it might be that, you know, maybe there's some challenges coming up, some things that are testing you a little bit, that maybe you need a little bit more faith or hope. Those are definitely great episodes. And I'll tell you why. Because when I was doing that episode in December of 2015 of How I Got Out of My Financial Rut, guess what? I was in a financial rut. I was actually going through a divorce at that very time. Not to mention so emotionally, as you say, my cup runneth over, but not in a good way, right? I was so emotionally full. Like my cup was so full that it was hard for me to operate. I mean, I'll tell you, like the whole, there's actually a podcast I did, I think, I'm trying to remember the title of it. I'm not looking at it right now. But it had to do with the email, the inbox implosion, I think is what it's called. And the inbox implosion actually came from some of those times I had. In fact, a lot of the things you're hearing in the beginning of 2016 was the fruit of my faith. You're hearing kind of the hindsight of, oh, hey, here's what's actually now it's starting to work. Guess what? Check this out. And so like the inbox implosion where I was frozen. I remember up until about November 2015, from about September to November, I had a hard time concentrating. I had a hard time even wanting to check my emails. I only checked for my clients and everybody else, people that are inviting me to do things, I kind of ignored, which I had not done before. I felt full. This is also the time when I actually was working literally about 5 hours a week because I had a hard time working that much. You know, and any of you that have been through anything emotionally or physically taxing, you know that this is an issue. You know this is something that's very real and can affect your pocketbook. And it did mine. You know, it was difficult where I now was paying two house payments, you know, trying to figure out how to provide for myself and for my family. And it was very hard. And I'll tell you, during that time, I had people, you know, ripping me to shreds, people criticizing me, people saying like, how dare you, you know, leave that perfect wife of yours and all that kind of stuff, right? Like I had that kind of stuff thrown at me on what seemed like nearly a daily basis for a period of time, especially during those fall months. And so by the time I got to December 2015, like my faith was getting stretched thin. In fact, I'll tell you, 2 years ago now, I have memories of when I went to the Pacific Northwest. I went to Oregon, you know, actually California, Oregon, Washington. So really the whole West Coast from Northern California up. And I, you know, went out there. It was a business trip. I was actually met with a guy that helped me figure out how to help create some better branding colors, both for my clothing and other ways too. You know, I went out to visit some of my family because I'm from Oregon, you know, and I visit some of my family in Washington as well and visit some people on the way. Well, what people didn't know is that, money got so tight. I actually went on that trip thinking like, hey, I got some money coming in. Well, some of those income streams got delayed. And so there was a part where I got to Southern Oregon and I was out of money, completely out. I had no clue what to do. You know, now everything I felt so guilty, of course, because all the guilt trips being thrown my way, I was trying to throw every dollar I could back at my family, hardly left anything for myself. Not smart, because when you're trying to count on, you know, business income to come in, and maybe if it gets delayed by a week or two, which is what happened, you're in trouble. So that's exactly what happened. So I found myself in Southern Oregon. I was at a hotel and they're like, hey, your card's not going through. And I'm wondering, am I going to have to sleep in the car tonight? What's going to happen? And I remember just panicking a little bit, thinking like, oh my goodness, like this is crazy. I've never been stranded traveling like this before. And not to mention, I mean, I could have kept going, but I mean, I had very little cash, but I could have gone to see my family, but I have to drive well into the night to see some of them and try to stay with family that night. So I was trying to figure out what to do. And I remember I had to get to a place after a little panic. I sat in the car, calmed down a little bit, breathed. I was like, okay, there's gotta be a way through this. And I remember thinking, I have an idea. And so I went, I took my one of my debit cards. You know, I think it was my business debit card. I'm pretty sure it was. And I just said, here, charge this. And they're like, okay. And I remember thinking, please go through. Cause I knew there wasn't any money on there, but I thought, you know what? There's overdraft protection. Maybe it'll go through regardless. And guess what? It did. Gave me one more night. I had to borrow a little bit of money, a couple $100 to even just make the rest of that trip. It was pretty crazy, but I did it, you know, and the money came in eventually, especially by, you know, a little bit later in December. And then of course in January, like I hit huge month and then boom, from then on, it's amazing how I went from up and down cycles. Like I would have great months and then not so great months. Was my typical pattern in money ripples. Even for my first few years, like I still did very well. Like I said, like I did six figures in the first year and I kept that consistent. And even in 2015, even despite all that happening, I still broke well over six figures by that fall. And that's even after showing a dip from the previous years, you know? And so I still was making six figures each and every year. But I'll tell you, like going through an experience like that, it was pretty powerful for me. It was very impactful. And it was also faith building, because I realized, like, you know what? I'm going through this for a reason. There's a purpose. So when I talk to you guys about inspiring you with hope, there's an absolute purpose behind that, because I know, like, I've been through thick and thin. It hasn't just been in the Great Recession. I mean, that was horrible. That was way worse than anything I've experienced since, financially speaking. But I'll tell you, emotionally speaking, I have not experienced anything worse than what I experienced around that time in 2015. So it's fascinating that I did a podcast on how I got out of my financial rut. Obviously referencing past stuff, right? Because, you know, the thing is, if I'm struggling with something in that moment, I'm usually trying to learn and take the lessons from it before I teach it. But sometimes, and in this point is included, sometimes I'm teaching it because I need that lesson too. Sometimes it's the very lesson I need. And so I'll tell you, some of my best content has come out when I'm going through my biggest obstacles, my biggest faith challenges. You know, like right now, like I'm seeing the huge fruits of my faith over the last 2 years. It's been amazing. But up to that, you know, but for those few months there, it was a struggle. It was both a struggle, both emotionally, you know, struggle about who I was, you know, did I even matter? You know, is the value I was giving my clients even matter to them? Should I just quit and go get a job? Because tell you, there were some people telling me I should do that too, saying I was causing my family to suffer because of my business. You know, all that kind of stuff is being thrown at me. All these things that if you listen to my podcast episodes during that time, you probably never realized. And that's because I learned to keep moving forward. Consistency is key and declaration is powerful. And that's the point I want to drive home today, is about that power of declaration. Declaring what you want. Declaring, in fact, even if you don't quite see it yet, declaring the very thing that you want and maybe even how you overcome it. Now, I got this idea originally from, you know, someone who's now pretty darn famous, Donald Trump. You know, Trump in his book called Never Give Up, actually a very good book if you're looking for inspirational type things. Of his books, it's probably the least egotistical, you know, that's there. And I've referenced it a few other episodes too. But in Never Give Up, he actually talked about how when he wrote the book, The Art of the Comeback, you remember his first book that was kind of a hit was called The Art of the Deal, right? But The Art of the Comeback, he wrote actually while he was broke. Well, he was about $900 million in debt and having to work out of that. And The Art of the Comeback actually talks about how he came back. Funny enough, he hadn't come back yet. He actually came back over those next 3.5 years. He was able to get out of that $900 million rut and become a billionaire again. Which, by the way, according to him at least, it's the Guinness Book of World Records of fastest recovery of a billionaire. I don't know if that's actually there or not, but that's what he said. But either way, I don't care if it is or not. The fact is that if you go from, you know, being almost $1 billion in debt to now being a billionaire within 3.5 years, that's pretty darn respectable. You have to admit. And that gave me inspiration because I realized, like, hey, he was talking about coming back even when he was trying to come back. He was telling them how he did it even though it was happened currently. He declared with power how he's going to come back. Now, he had a lot of ego, you know, I guarantee, because he had a lot of naysayers, a lot of people he's trying to prove wrong, you know, or try to prove something to them. And I'm not saying that's the best motivation. You know, it might get you off your butt a little bit, but I'll tell you from my own personal experience, trying to prove people wrong is actually a weaker form of power. A stronger form of that would be actually doing it for you, doing it with an inspiration for what could be possible, what's good, what good can you create in your life. Not about proving people wrong. It's not about that. You're going to do that anyways. Trust me. Like, you know, if you just go and focus on trying to do what you can to keep moving forward, even when other people tell you should change directions or stop or whatever it might be, especially if you feel deep down in your gut or in your heart that you should keep moving forward, you should do it. I mean, imagine what would have happened, you know, in my life. In fact, it's kind of hard to imagine the ripple effect. I mean, Money Ripples is actually, the whole name of Money Ripples is because I want to create a ripple effect worldwide. What if I had quit 2 years ago? What if I gave in to some of those people that were naysaying me? What if I said, you know what, they're right, I should just go get a job. You know, I got to provide for my family somehow and provide for myself. This is horrible. I mean, I remember I felt like I wasn't a man anymore. Like, I felt horrible. Because I was like, man, I can't even provide for my family now. You know, and I'd been there before in the recession, right? Now I'm like, I can't even do that. And so, like, you know, we're trying to scramble to make money. You know, my ex-wife, you know, at that time, she's like trying to scramble to figure out what she's going to do and trying to get help from family. You know, I'm at a point where I felt like I was all alone. I couldn't get any help. You know, I felt like I had to figure it all out. And, you know, the thing is, like, even despite that struggle, I knew I would. I knew I would come back stronger because every time I've gone through something that's challenging, every time I hit what feels like a new low, and even if it's a new type of low, and it may not be the worst low in your life, but it might be a new struggle, a new challenge. Every time I've gone through that, I've come back with tools that have made me stronger to hit new highs. And I promise you, that's the same for you as well. No matter what you're struggling with, whatever you're going through right now, this is meant for you. There is a divine purpose behind it. There's divine purpose behind everything. There are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason. And if you understand this and you hold on to that kind of faith and say, listen, I don't know what that purpose is, but I know for whatever reason, there's a reason behind it. And so focus on that. If you feel like you're in that kind of rut, right? Focus on that situation. Focus on where you are saying, you know what? There's a reason this is all happening to me. I don't know what the reason is, but there is a reason. And maybe, just maybe, this could be part of my story. This could be part of my comeback. And I'm telling you, like, I've had many dips. I've had many lows. But this 2015 time period where I talk about how I got out of my financial rut was actually a turning point for me because I was starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I would say that end of November, this time of year, around Thanksgiving, was my low. You know, I was starting to try to hold on to some more faith, but I had never cried so many tears about my money than I had at that time because I felt just like 2 feet tall, if that. I felt horrible. I felt weak. I felt like seriously like a hypocrite. I felt like a liar. I felt like someone who was just, you know, seriously hypocritical, someone who was trying to tell people how to be financially free, how to get out of the rat race. And here I was once again, back in a huge rat race. That's when the scarcity emotions would hit hard and they would hit me hard. And I'll tell you, discouragement, that's one of my biggest obstacles that I deal with every day. Even when I'm in abundance, there's still discouragement that hits me. There's still that nagging, you know, type of challenge that I have. I'll tell you on the flip side, though, I also have a lot of faith and hope And I know that everything happens for a reason. And because of that reason, I held on. I kept moving forward. I kept, I did what I could do, and I didn't try to force it. I didn't try to, break myself or overwork myself. I just said, listen, this move a few steps forward. Just keep moving your feet forward. Even if you feel like you're dragging 100-pound weights behind you, behind each foot, keep moving forward. Trust me, I know what that feels like. I've got 8 kids. I know what it feels like dragging 100 pounds on your feet. So I'm telling you, keep moving forward and watch what happens. Watch what doors start to open up. I'll tell you, like I said, started January 2016, everything started to turn around for me. I remember March had huge months. I'm telling you, I'm experiencing the best month actually of my business right now as we're speaking. The best month ever in my entire financial life I'm experiencing right now. And I'm telling you, it's fun. And it can be such a short period of time if you just hold on. And so here's what I challenge you to do. I challenge you to declare what you want, not what you don't want. What do you want? How do you want your life to be? Because when I was declaring back then, I was declaring a new life. I was declaring the hope of a better life. And here's what happens. You go from a place where something might feel impossible, right? At your depths of despair, something might feel impossible. But if you start to transition and move up, this starts to become more improbable. You go from impossible to improbable. Hey, this is not likely to happen, but there's still a chance. When you go out of improbable, you start going to what's possible. When you start to ask yourself saying, well, could this happen? Could my life be better? If you've never, maybe you've never experienced $1 million in a year. Maybe that's your big thing is maybe you feel stuck. Maybe you're making a couple $100,000 a year and you feel stuck. You're like, I would like to know how to make a $500,000 or $1 million. Is that possible? Could it be possible? Notice the change in my intonation, by the way. Could it be possible? Or is it possible? Is that even possible? That's doubt. Could it be possible? Is it possible? That's where there's actually possibility there. You're opening a door for something to come in. So be sure you're careful about how you're speaking to yourself and your mind. By the way, the mind game is everything. This is why I'm talking to you about this, because this is the thing that I can't see on a piece of paper when I'm dealing with numbers and things like that with people. But this is what's beneath the surface that affects you. And so you go to what's possible. Now, if you move to the next phase of this, it becomes what's probable. This is where you start to say, hey, it's likely to happen. This is where there's an actual bigger chance of it happening than not happening at all. And so it becomes probable. You start saying wait, this could actually happen. This could be real. Here it comes. Check it out. I'll tell you this is where things start to shift for you. Possibility is great. This is a good place to be. When you start to create a probability, when it's a likelihood that it's going to happen, now things start to shift. Things start to change. And that's where you start to move into where it becomes not just going from, impossible to improbable to possible to now probable. Now it becomes inevitable. This is where it becomes inevitable. It's going to happen. This is the part that you need to focus on getting to, is how does this become inevitable? This is happening. In fact, this is happening right now. Even though the numbers don't show up in your bank account the way you want it to, it's happening. I'll tell you, a lot of clients I've been working with, sometimes there's some tests of faith. Sometimes their timing is tested dramatically. And it might just be months. When you start to look back on the grand scheme of things, the months, they might drag on and feel like drudgery. But if you start to kind of let go and just be patient and enjoy the ride, enjoy it. You might be driving through the desert right now, right? You might be driving through some arid land, but be patient. Keep driving, because you'll notice eventually you get to those beautiful mountains with springs and waters and the beautiful beach or whatever it is that you dream of. It's just ahead. But sometimes you got to drive through the desert to get there. The problem is that many people will stop in the desert and die of thirst. They'll stop, give up, and just say, ugh, it's hopeless. But when you keep moving forward, you keep driving, whatever that promised land is, don't think it's a mirage. Don't think oh my gosh, it's right there. Oh, it's right there. And you get impatient. That will actually drive it away faster. But if you just enjoy the ride and be grateful for it, just like this time of year, that gratitude thing is huge. When you start to be grateful for it, declare it with power. Say, you know what? This is happening. This is exactly what's happening right now. This is what my life looks like. Not what it doesn't look like, what it does look like. You know, when you start to say, hey, listen, like my life is awesome. I'm not paycheck to paycheck. I'm not just surviving. I'm thriving. I'm loving my life. I'm spending time with my family. I'm doing the very things that I want to do. I'm doing the work that I want. I'm living a mission. I'm living purpose. My body is healthy. I'm feeling well. Like I'm actually getting out and moving. Whatever that movement looks like, I'm moving. And you see it in your mind. When you can see it in your mind, it becomes real. It becomes inevitable. In fact, it becomes so much in your mind, you start to kind of wonder like, oh, wait, that's kind of weird. Like when you look at your checking account balance or whatever, you might say, oh, that's weird. The money's not there yet. Like, I'll tell you, like for me to start picturing six figures a month, you know, that's like my declaration right there is like going from just not just, you know, multiple five figures a month, but six figures a month. You know, I've had to declare that for months and see it in my mind and feel it. And it's cruel because now I'm starting to see it happen. And it's awesome because it's just like everything else I've done that's become real. You got to create it in your mind first. It's got to become inevitable. You got to be at the point and say, this is just happening. This is just what is. And you will see everything follow, whether it be your body, your money, whether it be your relationships, whatever it is. Start to see it that way. Start to see what it is you want. Declare with power to yourself. Declare it to others. And when you declare something, especially if it's big, do it to just a few select people, not just anyone, but to a few select people. I call those people like my inner circle. And when you keep it to those just a few people and you declare it and you start to create it and you declare it to yourself, whether you're writing it out, you're speaking it, whatever, even if you're listening to your own voice, say it. I've talked about that in other episodes too, right? Whatever it is, declare it, own it, believe it. Believe that it is not just possible, that it will happen, that it is inevitable. And it's not just like, I will have this. Like, I have this. I'm doing this. I am this. And I'm telling you, like, your life will change. I am personal testament that your life can change in a matter of months. If I can go from a place where I was in the hole, you know, like, even though I was making a little bit of money, not nearly enough to provide for my family, to where now I'm making more than enough and then some. I'm telling you, it's possible for you too. It's very possible. In fact, if you own it, if you declare it, it's not just possible, it's inevitable. Guys, I'm challenging you this to prosper this week, to be grateful for where you are, no matter what challenges you're going through. Love it. Live your life. Enjoy it and enjoy the ride. You might be in the desert, whatever that desert looks like for you. It could be six-figure desert. It could be a four-figure desert. I don't care. The thing is, you're all dealing with the struggles you have. You all have a better life you imagine in your mind. Create it now. And that starts right now, today, not someday, but right now. Declare it and live it as if it's already here to the point where your mind says, it is. It just is. And your mind will find every way possible to create it. That is my challenge to you guys. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.